Pilgrim Falcon Productions presents
Y2K Redux,
Episode 2, The Darkening of the Fifth Sun.
Rise and shine, Toronto. The 90s are gone. Welcome to the Y2K. I'm Luke Marlowe, and this is CKES Toonie Radio, broadcasting from Canada to the world on FM and shortwave. It's time for New Age Grooves with Roxy, but as you may know, Roxy's in Mexico, so I'm subbing for her. She might phone in later and give us an update.
Oh, I don't know. That payphone queue looks pretty long.
A true New Age starts today, Saturday, January 1st, 2000. Yes, we're finally living the times I dreamed of as a kid. Although, last night, I didn't dream because I couldn't sleep. There were sirens all night. Seems like Toronto partied too hard. Anyway, let's start the groove this millennium morning with some New Age music. Hit it, Dax.
That's my show back in Canada, but they can't hear me. This is Roxy Gibson reporting from Teotihuacan, Mexico. The pre-Columbian and Indigenous rites and ceremonies have continued nonstop since last night. The shamans and dancers upgraded from the Pyramid of the Moon to the Pyramid of the Sun, which is where I'm heading now. I'm reaching the top of the Pyramid of the Sun. Such a mega workout to get up here.
Ms. Roxy, good morning.
Buenos dias, Eligio. This dance is lovely. Can you tell me about it?
It's a hybrid ceremony of the Aztec Conchero dance and the sun dance from the Lakota people and other tribes in the USA and Canada. The most important aspect of this rite is the inclusion of all indigenous peoples and even Westerners, a way for everyone to celebrate and come together in a new era.
Oh no, a dancer fell. Can't anyone aid him?
It's a very grueling ritual. The physical effort is an offering to the gods. Many of us have been here all night and we're fasting too. It is exhaustion and dehydration.
He looked dead.
Just unconscious.
Another one. Maybe it's been enough physical sacrifice from all of you.
I do feel a bit dizzy.
Is there a doctor here? Do you have a cell phone, Eligio?
No, and there's no reception here.
We should go down for help.
Yes.
Several people collapsed at the top of the pyramid. A couple fell down the stairs and ended up badly hurt. There's confusion. And most people are running away back to the cars and buses. At least a guide is calling for help right now.
Por favor, tranquilos. Ya viene más ayuda médica. Please stay calm. More medical help is coming.
Do you know what's happening?
No, miss. We don't know. Please excuse me.
Miss Roxy, would you like the phone? I'm going to call my wife in Texas just in case.
Go ahead. I'll see if I can do anything to help. Eligio, were you able to call home?
No. Can't call long distance, only local.
What? Last night I called Canada from here.
The operator said that there's no long distance since midnight and that they wait for Mexico City to fix the lines, but probably won't happen before Monday.
I have my flight to Oaxaca tomorrow.
And I have mine back to Houston. I think I'm going to leave right now. I don't trust buses keeping their regular schedule, and there's one about to leave. Maybe you should come too.
Yeah, let's go. We made it to a big bus terminal in Mexico City as we continue with this strange start to the new year. There seems to be generalized chaos here, too.
This is pretty much a normal day in Mexico City.
Uh-huh. Now what, Eligio? There's already a crowd waiting for the payphones.
We'll go to the telegraph office. They have phones there and it's quiet.
Mi niña se desmayó. Ayuda, por favor. Ay, Dios.
A woman's child just fainted. Could this be related to what happened in Teotihuacan?
I have no idea.
Signing off. Operator, can you repeat what you just told me?
At the moment, there's no long distance service in Mexico.
You mean in Mexico City?
No, all of Mexico.
Oh, wow. How long will it take to reinstate the service?
We don't know. Not today. Sorry.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for using Teléfonos de México and have a nice day. Feliz año 2000.
Yeah. Happy year 2000.
Su telegrama va camino a destino.
Gracias. Con permiso.
Any luck, Eligio?
No long distance and all the airport lines are busy.
Excuse me, miss. Do you know what's going on with the phones?
Everything's down.
What do you mean, everything?
Long distance, cellular phones, UHF TV, beepers, FM radio, the airport.
El aeropuerto también.
How do you know?
They just said it on university TV. Only AM stations, some TV channels, and us are still functioning.
What? Is that normal?
It happened 15 years ago.
Ah, el terremoto. In the aftermath of the big earthquake in 1985.
Yes. Back then, Mexico lost all contact with the outside world.
Oh, so awful. How long did that last?
About a month.
What? Okay, what time was the earthquake today? I didn't feel it.
No, there was no earthquake.
Then why is this happening?
Nobody knows for sure, but on the radio, they were saying that computers stopped working too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the Y2K bug. I never believed it would actually happen. Well, I guess Mexico didn't take enough precautions.
Probably some politicians told the money man to fix the bug.
Oiga, paisano, don't jump to conclusions, hombre. I'm sure it was the hacker terrorists.
Cyber terrorists, you mean?
Yes, must be them.
Anyway, what can we do right now? We need to get in touch with our families in the USA and Canada.
Well, you came to the right place. Send them a telegram.
I don't think telegrams still exist in Canada.
Yes, they do, señorita. Your country is not that futuristic, you know. You can definitely send telegrams to Canada and anywhere else.
Okay. So how does one go about sending a telegram these days?
Just fill in this and count the words in your message.
When will it arrive?
It will be delivered by Monday evening. Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday if there's too much backlog with all the New Year's greetings.
Ugh, that's too long. I need to reach my family and my job before then.
I don't know what to tell you.
I will take a bus.
All the way to Houston?
Yes, I did it once. It takes about 24 hours to get to McAllen and then another 12 to Houston.
Oh, wow. Canada is going to take forever.
Oh, you can catch a flight in Houston?
Of course. I'm in. It certainly has been quite an ordeal in Mexico this first day of the year 2000. I'm all tense, but it's nothing that a little meditation can't solve. I'm signing off from Mexico now, and I will try to contact Toonie Radio from Texas. I guess I'll play these recordings on my Wednesday show. And I guess my vacation in Puerto Escondido is off. Despite everything happening, I hope we can all still enjoy a happy new year. This is Roxy in Light and Love. Namaste.
Esos canadienses. Saludos de México.
Good evening. Welcome to our Toonie Radio Nightly Show, live from Toronto, Canada, to the world on FM and shortwave. Dax Badami is at the controls, and I'm your host, Luke Marlowe. Today has been a quiet day here at the CKES studios. It's a statutory holiday, after all, and most people are still hungover after saying goodbye to 1999. To be honest, I have spent most of the day dozing off. Last night here in Toronto, we had the most spectacular fireworks display. There was a glitch with the lasers at some point, but still an amazing show. First responder sirens have been wailing nonstop since midnight across the greater Toronto area, so in a little while, we'll try to find out more about what's been the toll of these festivities with our friend, Officer Janet. First, let's check in with our Millennium Envoys. Dax, do we have Roxy or Nando on the line?
No, still no answer from Nando, and Roxy hasn't called.
I suppose we should let them enjoy the holiday. Let's discuss the news instead. Welcome tonight to this first Y2K Nightly Show, our resident journalist, Monique Toussaint.
Hello, Luke. Good evening, everyone. I'm Monique, and it's a pleasure to be here. I'll be presenting Canadian-wide and international news every night.
Excellent, Monique. What have you got for us today? I imagine it's been a slow day for news.
In addition to the Millennium celebrations, other history-altering events happened yesterday. First, the USA relinquished sovereignty of the Panama Canal and handed it back to the Panamanian government. On the other side of the world, in Afghanistan, the 150 hostages of the Indian Airlines flight hijacked a week ago were finally liberated and returned to India. Meanwhile, in Moscow, the president of the Russian Federation resigned from office and asked for forgiveness, saying that too many dreams had not come true for the Russian people, but that now, more than ever, Russians and the rest of the world deserve to live up to the dream of progress, peace, and happiness.
Now, what are the prospects of this dream materializing?
It's uncertain for now. It does sound too optimistic, as some analysts expect a resurgence of the Cold War and the arms race.
Any actual wars going on as the Y2K starts?
There are several ongoing armed conflicts and civil wars around the world, but the biggest concern against peace in the new millennium is terrorism.
Hmm. Yeah, in addition to the Indian Airlines hijacking, weren't there some other terror threats against the celebrations?
Yes, many, in fact. We hope that most of them were foiled beforehand, like the LAX airport bombing that a Montreal resident intended to carry out on New Year's Eve. He was arrested 2 weeks ago at the border. According to authorities in the US and other countries, at least 8 terror plots were foiled in December from all sorts of apocalyptical terrorists. There's also the threat of cyber terrorism to heighten the effects of the Y2K problem.
Yeah, we talked about that with Professor Kenneth Morris at the University of Waterloo, and he painted a very grim scenario. I must confess, right after recording the interview, I bought 30 cans of tuna just in case. Do we have confirmation of any effects from the Y2K bug yet?
Right now, it's very difficult to tell. Today is a holiday and tomorrow is Sunday, so if anything has happened, we won't find out until Monday.
Have you noticed anything out of the ordinary today?
The sirens, as you said, have been constant, but it might be normal. Other than that, the only strange thing I can report is that I have nothing else to report.
What does that mean?
We haven't received any news wires today.
As I said, it could just be a slow news day, right?
Perhaps the news wire services gave the day off to their staff? Again, on Monday, we'll know. So, that's it for the news.
Thank you, Monique. I do have good news. All of us at CKES will have the day off tomorrow. How about that, Daksh?
Finally. By the way, I have Officer Janet Mulveen on the line.
Oh, excellent. Janet works as an emergency management officer at the Toronto 911 Command. Hello, Janet. Happy New Millennium.
Happy New Year to you and to all your audience.
Janet, thank you and all your first responder colleagues for your hard work. I guess you guys didn't get to enjoy the humongous party, eh?
That's right. It's been quite an intense day for us.
Well, what has been going on in Toronto this millennium so far? Traffic accidents? Violence?
Certainly a number of accidents, but no acts of premeditated violence as far as we can tell. The most puzzling thing has been all the unconscious people that we've taken to hospitals.
You mean passed out drunk?
Not exactly. We still don't know what it is. We're running tests, as one worry is that there could have been adulterated alcohol, or maybe people in the public were poisoned. It could also be drugs or plain exhaustion.
Well, has anyone died?
According to the latest information I have, no.
How many people are in these circumstances?
The latest figure was close to 80.
Wow. Well, let's hope all those people will sleep it off and be all right by Monday.
We certainly hope it'll be that simple. But we want to advise the public, both in the GTA and elsewhere, to check on friends and family to make sure loved ones are doing well. We should be aware that, despite the general mood of jubilation from the last few days, depression is a major concern this time of the year.
Any public measure for suicide prevention?
Yes, we have set a support hotline for the province of Ontario.
Great. What's the number?
I'll pass you the information when the service is up and running. We were expecting to launch today, but we're having some technical problems. We'll let the public know as soon as that's resolved.
Now, there were rumors of apocalyptical groups around the world that were promoting mass suicides.
We're not aware of any such groups here in Ontario.
What about apocalyptical terrorists? Were there any threats in Toronto or elsewhere in Ontario?
I can't speak about ongoing investigations.
Oh, why? What happened?
We're still trying to determine. It's been very slow, more so since we're processing all information manually.
Manually? Don't you have computers at the emergency services?
Of course we do. But the system has been down since midnight. We have our IT people working on resolving the issue. Our system should be back and running by tomorrow. So that's everything I can tell you for now. Our phones are still ringing off the hook, and the dispatch is quite a challenge without working computers.
All right. We'll look for you on Monday for an update.
Sure. Before I go, I want to make clear to the public in the GTA and around the world that all of us at the Toronto Emergency Services are working incessantly to keep Torontonians and visitors safe.
Understood. You guys do a wonderful job. I hope you can enjoy what's left of the weekend, and we'll catch up on Monday.
Thank you. Cheers.
Now, let's get the good vibes going for the Y2K. For all you dreamers like me and to all these people sleeping in Toronto hospitals, I dedicate the following song.
This is Roxy Gibson for CKES Toonie Radio. It's Sunday, January 2nd, and I'm at the border between Mexico and the USA. I'm still with high school teacher and shaman, Eligio Melgar, who I met in Teotihuacan. We had a very long and tiresome bus ride from Mexico City. We're pretty exhausted. And now we wait to enter McAllen, Texas, so we can continue the trip to Houston and I can fly back home to Toronto. However, the border crossing seems to be at a standstill. Commuters and visitors are trying to get through and everybody's frustrated and angry.
The immigration agents are taking a lot of time with each person.
It's a very confusing situation. The bus driver made everyone take out their luggage as he intends to go back to Mexico City and leave us all here to our own devices. The only reason he hasn't left already is that he can't wake up a couple of people that fell asleep during the trip.
Déjenos pasar.
Let us through. Back off, everyone. You have to wait your turn.
I don't like this. Feels like the trouble is about to happen.
What can we do?
We may need to pass the night in Reynosa and try it again tomorrow to go through to McAllen.
Passports, please.
Here's my green card.
How long were you in Mexico?
Just 4 days. I came to celebrate the New Year. My return flight to Houston today was canceled.
And you? Canadian?
Yes, officer.
Why were you in Mexico?
Part work, part vacation, now canceled due to whatever is happening in Mexico. So I'm heading back home.
Are you recording our conversation?
Yes, I'm a journalist. I need to document what's happening. Speaking of which, what is happening? Why all the delays for crossing the border?
Our computer network is down, and anyways, miss, I'll have to ask you to stop recording, or I'll be forced to confiscate your tape.
All right, but do you have an estimate of how long it'll take to cross the border? We need to catch a bus in McAllen.
Why are you two traveling together? How do you know each other?
I interviewed Mr. Melgar for my station's New Year show. He helped me find my way here so I can get to a U.S. airport and fly back home to Toronto. I'm forced to do this since all flights in Mexico City were grounded. I also need to call home from McAllen.
Well, you better be patient, miss, because there's no long distance from McAllen either. And although I'm not 100% sure, I heard that flights in San Antonio and Houston were grounded too.
What? What is going on? Earthquake? Cyber terrorism?
We don't know what's happened. And I told you to stop recording.
Officer! What's wrong with him? Heart attack?
No, it seems he fainted, just like the dancers back in Teotihuacan.
What happened to him?
He fainted. Please, get help.
Somebody, call a doctor.
Officer down. Call for backup.
This is about to become a riot. We better go.
We can't leave this man like this.
He'll be fine. He's just sleeping.
The situation here is out of hand. We'll just... This is Roxy, reporting now from the border city of Reynosa, Mexico. Eligio and I left the border crossing a while ago. The situation there escalated into a riot. Mexican police are dispersing the crowds, and the U.S. immigration officers hold up. We're now looking for a motel to pass the night, and hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to cross the border. Just like in Mexico City, it's impossible to make a long-distance phone call from here. We still have no clue as to what has caused all this, or how extensively. And to make things worse, we've seen several people falling unconscious everywhere, for no apparent reason.
The two phenomena must be related.
How could people falling asleep and computers crashing be related? They're two very different things.
Both could be consequences of the same greater event, one that affects everything in our world.
I'm a very spiritual person, but... do you want me to believe this is an apocalyptical event? The collapse of the fifth sun marked in the Aztec calendar? I respect all these beliefs, but I take them metaphorically, not literally.
Perhaps it is time to see with our consciousness and hearts instead of just with our intellect. We are over 6 billion people on Earth, and we're all connected. If this society that we've created starts to collapse, isn't it natural that we will collapse with it?
It could be. What did you feel at the top of the Pyramid of the Sun during the Sundance rituals?
I did have a very intense vision. We were at the threshold of another world that had a very enticing energy. One that provided a feeling of letting go and leaving every problem behind.
Sounds like a mystical experience.
That's what I thought at first. But now I have the feeling it was more like a lucid dream. Perhaps even astral projection, but just a pinch of it.
Did anyone else at the pyramid feel something like this?
I didn't have the chance to talk to anyone. The whole thing ended too abruptly. But I'm thinking that perhaps the people that fainted on the pyramid crossed that threshold and that's why they lost consciousness and collapsed.
I sort of understand that this could happen to shamans chanting and dancing for hours on top of such a powerful pyramid, but what's the connection with regular people, like the girl at the bus station or the U.S. immigration officer?
As I said, we're all connected, and perhaps we're all meant to cross this threshold. We're 6 billion individuals, but only one common consciousness.
How long would it take us to wake up?
That's the real question. When are we going to wake up? The world is collapsing. Not since yesterday, but for a long time. And we've all seemed asleep. This is our last chance to wake up before we sleep forever. By the way, I see a motel over there.
Well, now I'm not sure I want to go to sleep. What if we don't wake up tomorrow? There's still so much I need to do, in my life and for other people's lives.
It might not be in our control. We just need to decide how aware we want to be, but we still have some control of our lives. When we surrender awareness of ourselves and everything around us, we're surrendering control of our own destiny.
In that case, I'll continue to record what I witness on my way home. If I don't make it that far, at least I'll be able to share these recordings. Hoping that at least my reflections can reach someone, and that at least some of us can remain awake, I say goodnight from Mexico. In light and love, this is Roxy. Namaste.
Y2K Redux is an original audio drama created by Eduardo Soto Falcón, produced by Pilgrim Falcon Productions, with the financial support of the Region of Waterloo Arts Fund. Performed by James Kenneth as Luke, Emily Scully as Roxy, Genaro Vasquez as Eligio, Philomena Sherwood as Monique, Julie C. Shepherd as Janet, Manny Baines as Dax, Elizabeth Bernal as Telegraphist, Chris Ellison as Border Guard, Denise Gismondi, Ana Gabriela Quintero, and Wayne McCracken as various voices. Written and directed by Eduardo Soto Falcón. Original music by Steve Lehman. Original Mexican music by Alejandro Jacoman. Also Sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss. Sound design and editing by Eduardo Soto Falcón. Production assistance by Wayne McCracken. Location assistance by Paula Avila. Recorded at Kitchener Waterloo Little Theater, 44 Gockel and Hefner Studio. Special thanks to Matt and Anne Walsh and Artsville Ontario. The director gratefully acknowledges the financial support of the Region of Waterloo Arts Fund. Please visit artsfund.ca for further information. Produced by Pilgrim Falcon Productions, Inc. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved. www.pilgrimfalcon.com.